trying to say that I don't care. I woke up screaming, fuck the world. You know, I might censor that for the children. Yeah, right off the bat. Hey, welcome. Bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien, Big Daddy Labrador.
Yeah.
All right. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, December 10th, 2025. This episode is also rated R and F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too.
Get mama.
Wow, where did that come from? Okay, all right. This podcast might not be for you. Shout out to all you listeners, and just to continue with tradition, I'm going to ask a special favor from you, and that's to applaud yourselves. I hope you did that like you meant it, because I like to start out with just an applaud to yourself. Because if you're my target demographic, my target audience, you're probably like me and are in the habit of applauding everyone except your own self. So let's just get that out the way. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! That's right, welcome. Yeah, and that also includes those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast. Yeah. Well, that happens. Assuming you stick around, welcome. And here's hoping that I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website. ShutUpPodcast411 at gmail.com is the email address. And in today's episode, in episode 314, title still to be determined, I'm going to talk about the possibility, and I underline the word possibility, that I may not hate everyone. Sorry, I wrote it down, but saying it makes me laugh. I may not hate people as much as I think I do. But before we do that, we're going to start with some quotables and some randomness. That time of the year, boys and girls, that time of the year. By that, I mean the goddamn winter, man. It's snowing like a motherfucker in the 613. And to add insults to injuries, I'm driving on bald tires. Well, they're not that bald, but they're not like safe. They're not in a safe zone. And I'm, yes, I am an adult. I am in the process of getting it replaced, but the tire shop has to order, and I'm waiting for them to get to it. But that's not part of quotables and randomness. Well, it kind of is, but that's not what I wanted to get to. But all right, so let's start with today's first quotable, and that's by Coretta Scott King, and she said, "Hate is too great a burden to bear. It injures the hater more than it injures the hated." This is one of those, like, if you know me, you'd be like, that sounds like a contradiction, B. You ain't living it. I'm not preaching here. This one made me think, and it's, he's hoping it plants a seed. All right, that's it for today's quotable. Yeah, that's right, just one quote. Let's jump to randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. First bit of randomness. I finished the audiobook, Project Hail Mary. Great book. Okay. All right. Now I have to force myself not to give any spoilers. It's a great book. All I can tell you, it's about a dude, right? It's a dude who wakes up in a spaceship with amnesia, And it's kind of fucked up. Yeah, so it starts with, look, it's an element for some great storytelling. And it's funny, humorous. If you're into that nerd shit, you would like the fiction, science fiction, you would love this shit, right? And the beauty, if like, I feel like I'm selling the book. Here's hoping the author ain't on some racist pro-Israel shit. But I am saying it was a great story. It's kind of, that was kind of random. But yeah, no. It's my way of saying here's hoping is not a the author is not a disappointing white person. All right. So it's a great story, great vehicle for to share the story because you're with the main character. And wakes up, so his amnesia allows you, the reader, to relate, to be where he is, because you're like, where the fuck are we going? What's going on? What's it's about? So, and as the story goes, he slowly gets his memory back, and then the fact that he's on a spaceship and he knows where he's heading, he's like, all the clues are there to, how the fuck did I get here? Where the fuck am I going? What the fuck is going on? So it's very clever. Very clever storytelling. That's what I'm trying to get at. And the second part that I like, again, no spoiler, I am going to say, no spoiler, I'm just going to say, what I like about this main character is that he's the nerd. Well, he's actually a science teacher, but I mean, like, by ultra masculine standards, he's a nerd who gets no bitches. All right? No, there's not a part of the story where he tries to get bitches and he doesn't. That's not what it's about. What I'm saying is, what I love about this main character is how much I felt I could relate to him. In a sense that he wasn't the ultra masculine, blonde, crude, like he's regular dude. That's what I'm trying to get at. He comes off as a regular dude, and that's why you're like, what the fuck is a regular dude on a spaceship? He's a regular dude, but he's a science teacher. So, and he's what makes him a hero is his knowledge of science and his character. That's why I like this main character. That's what I'm trying to get. That's what I was trying to say. All right? And I was about to say, maybe if I grew up with more stories about guys like that, I would have grown up with a better self-esteem. But no, that's bullshit. I would have been like, I'm no nerd. I was in denial about the fact that I was nerdy type. I should maybe specify what I mean by nerd. By nerd, I mean not the jock type. Not the guy you would make the main character of a high school rom-com. Whatever, man. Love the main character. Anyways. Oh, and the next thing I like about this, why I would encourage you to read the book or do the audiobook, is a movie's coming out. The movie's coming out in March, I believe, 26th. March 26th, the two trailers are already out. And for those of us who've read the book, when you watch the trailer, you're like, ah, shit. You see all the references and you catch it. So it's your choice. You can just watch the trailer. It's not that it's going to spoil it, but like I said, it's some really, what I liked about the story, it was the storytelling and how you just connected with this main character, with this whole, what the fuck is going on? That's it. So if you watch the trailer, you'll be like, oh, okay, and you'll get a better idea of what's going on. Anyways, I'll probably have I don't want to lie to you guys. So I'm going to use the word, I'm probably going to have another follow-up episode where I talk about the book and give my impressions, a spoiler-based impression. But for now, yes. Oh, I guess I should, in this podcast, we also have a tradition of celebrating. We believe in celebrating victories, even the smaller ones. So, shout out to me for finishing a book. Yay! Yeah, like I said, I if it wasn't for the fact that I was, like, my eyes, brain don't seem to get along when it comes to decoding the written language. If it wasn't for that, I'd be an official book reader. But no, I'm more of an audiobook reader. And let's just say I have more completed audiobooks than I have completed books. Like, I have a shelf full of books, and yeah, a lot of them are not completed, especially one that actually I threw it away, but it's I actually had two books about how to stop procrastinating. Yeah, those things were useless.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. Another thing, you know what? Maybe I should. On this podcast, we're also a big fan of Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. Is that her full name? And the reason I'm going to talk about her is her new ad for, I guess she's running for Senate. Like, I don't know how the political system works over there. So I guess Congresswoman and Senator is a different. I don't know, whatever, man. But I guess she's running for U.S. Senate. I thought it was the same thing. Turns out it's not. But I'm going to play her ad. Now, I'll describe it after I play it. But yes, this is one of those, if you haven't seen it, one of those better watched than heard. But I'm going to play it just because I need to touch on it.
How about this new one they have? Their new star, Crockett. How about her?
She's the new star of the Democrat Party, Jasmine Crockett. They're in big trouble.
But you have this woman, Crockett. She's a very low IQ person.
I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person.
Crockett.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
She's a very low IQ person.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Now they're going to rely on Crockett. Crockett's going to bring them back.
Crockett for U.S. Senate. JasmineForUs.com. All right, so the whole...
How about this new one?
The whole ad is just her looking into a distance while the voice of Donald Trump being... mimicking the voice of... Like, all of us could relate to, what do you call that? That inner critic. That I call my inner critic Massa. Actually, yeah, I nickname him Massa. I didn't get him a better name. But yeah, it's that voice that tells you you can't do it. And I love how she used Donald Trump to do so. And so yeah, so it starts out with her looking into the distance. Then at some point towards the end, she looks towards the camera. And she's got like, what's the expression? Like she's not smiling. She's just like, whatever. And then at the end of her ad, she smiles and crosses her arms like, I'm down for business. It's the voice of everyone, any person who's made it. I like Kanye West. I like, you know, defiance. Everyone, on behalf of everyone who told me I couldn't make it, watch me. Watch me. Keep hating. I'ma show you. And I just love the message of straight defiance. There's a lot of people who are going to watch this shit and not get it. And that's okay because you are not the target demographic. But those of us who get it, those of us who are like the underdog, counted out, I'm thinking of, I guess we've all had, or most of us had our experience of teachers who have like counted us out, who are like, you ain't gonna make it. Like, I had a teacher in sixth grade saying, yeah, you ain't gonna make it past junior high, dude. So in French. Now she's dead. Doesn't matter. But at the time, it didn't hit me because I was just so scared of this woman. But it didn't affect me. But it was one of those stories of, what the fuck are you doing teaching kids? Anyways, I loved how she used the voice of Trump as the voice of that voice that tells you you can't do it. Oh, yeah? Well, fuck you. And the worst thing you can do is give in. Give in. You know, if the theme of this podcast, today's episode, excuse me, this episode is I hate people. And then in eight, it's going to end with, okay, maybe I don't hate everyone. But yes, the Trumps of the world telling the rest of us that, hey, get a load of this person. They think they can make it. They think they deserve to be here. Yeah, fuck y'all.
Get mama.
Wow. Wow. Oh my God. Where did that voice come from?
So you're a philosopher?
All right. Next one is, shit. I put the straight title, but I'm the one who's in therapy. I wasn't sure whether to talk about it, but a lot of times randomness, if it's stuck in my mind, if I feel, if it's a thought and there's an emotion attached to it, then it becomes something worth speaking about. Now, I'm going to be careful not to talk about shit that I don't know, but it's about this motherfucker, this dude. This motherfucker, look, the longer I live, the more I understand rape culture, or the more I understand what everyone, I should say women, were trying to explain to the rest of us about rape culture. I remember when it was a new word and it was, wow, how can you put those two words together? Or it was, what does that mean? Or it was not understood when it first came out. So I went from, what the, how can you put those two words together, to, oh, I get it now. But more, I keep continuing to understand it. Like the world as a man, the world as a woman is different. The worldview is you see it differently from how they see it. And what I want to talk about is this dude, this asshole, this monster, Jesse Mack Butler, whatever. He's a 18-year-old who was recent, who got a plea deal. Like I'll read the charges, and he got a plea deal on this thing. I guess I'm not gonna go here. I'll just read the charges. And said the original charges and sentence was. Butler, 18, was charged as an adult with multiple allegations, including rape, battery by strangulation, rape by instrumentation, and domestic assault involving two women. These offenses dated from when he was 17, and he originally faced 78 years in prison. Now, you can read the story for yourself, but essentially he's another Brock Turner. Another Brock Turner story. Judges letting off rapists. And this is where I'm going with, but I'm the one who's in therapy. Stories like this, and stories like this that you have to accept. You have to this fucking world that we live in. We say that we're serious, that rape is bad. Rape is awful. That's what we tell these victims of rape. And yet, shit like this happens. You got Donald Trump, president of the United States. He's I believe he was convicted. He's got rape allegations and convictions. President of the United States. Talking shit. How do you raise a daughter in this kind of world? As far as I'm concerned, this kind of as a woman, I can understand a woman losing their mind over this shit. Not being taken seriously. We say we're serious about it, but our actions don't show it. And look, it bothers me that I remember one of my first visits in therapy, and a good portion of my first portion of it was just going off about, yo, and then you got this going on in this world, you got that. Look, I think I'm the one who's too fragile to live in this world, because in order to, this is the kind of shit that you're supposed to brush off or just live through and accept and just tell yourself that, I don't know what you're supposed to tell yourself, but you just You're surrounded by people telling you just move on, go on, get mad, do your protest, but that's it. But I'm the one who's in therapy. I heard one of the, this dude is, I guess, the I'm not going to justify what the judge did, but it sounded like the focus is on rehabilitation. Essentially, this asshole is getting a second chance. He's getting rehabilitation. There's a lot of people in jail for less, for longer time, and they're not white. Oh, man, and the video of this dude being arrested, the cops are, like, empathetic to this guy. look, if he wasn't white, there would, or if his parents were in a position of power, yeah, man, yo, lock this motherfucker up. Sorry, bang your head. Oh, sorry, get in the car. They were sympathetic to him. It's like, oh, sorry, spread your leg. Okay, whatever. Pray for, whatever, let him cry and shit like that. Like, they really accepted. They try to say that I don't care. Woke up screaming, fuck the world. Yeah, just look, this shit just made me mad. Just bothered me. And the worst out of it is, oh, right, I was in the middle of explaining how first therapy session, I was pretty much, a good portion of it was me complaining about the world. Then there's this. Then there's the Brock Turners of the world. Then there's police brutalities. And we gotta, like, like act like this shit doesn't happen or it's okay. And I realized that as I'm talking to the therapist, is like, I'm she didn't use these words, but essentially it is, dude, you don't come to therapy. Like, I'm not, my job won't be to, you're right, everything's fucked up, let me go fix it. Nah, it's, you're right, now, let me give you some coping mechanism. Let me help you stay productive. Let me help you maintain your sanity through this bullshit. That's the part where I can understand some folks being like, I don't want to deal with therapy. Because the idea that, no, I'm the one who's got to change, I can understand why you'd be like, fuck that. I got to change? Well, then the idea is, what's that prayer? Accept the things you can't change and the things you can't... accept the things I can't change and change the things that I can change. I forget the prayer, but whatever, man. But it's, but the idea is, yes, there is no spoon. You're the one who bends. I can understand why someone will reject the idea of, oh, I'm the problem because I'm unwilling to accept this shit. I had to do it for the sake of my sanity because I was coming out with the conclusion that, oh, I'm the problem. I'm the one who's too fragile because I'm unwilling. I can't, like, this kind of shit makes me want to cry. Makes me want to get angry. Makes me want to break something. I guess that's what therapy is. Yeah, okay, I mean, those feelings are valid, but let's help you not get you arrested. Let's make sure these feelings don't put you in a situation where you're, like, worst, in a worse position.
So you're a philosopher?
All right, that's it for randomness. Let's jump into, forgot the name of the segment, final say, the final say. And before we do that, we're going to take a quick break.
Hey, you want to see a narcissist? Yeah, why not? Watch this. It's really hot today. Yeah, it is. Can I have the water? Of course. Thanks. Can you please pass the water? Yeah, no problem. Hey, could you please pass the water? The water? Why can't you get it yourself? I'm sorry, but you said you would pass. Here. Thank you, but I asked for the water. What's wrong with you? Why are you acting like this? I just need some water. If you were that thirsty, you should have said so instead of making this a whole thing. I did. No, you didn't. We were sitting here having a nice time and you just had to ruin it. What just happened? Well, narcissists expect their needs to be met immediately, okay? Then they punish you for trying to meet yours because you are not allowed to have any.
Message!
All right, I guess you weren't able to see. Links are in the show notes. I forgot to say that. Links are in the show notes. Yeah, for all links for this particular video that I just played will be in the show notes. And this is why I'm thinking about the possibility that all those times that I've been saying fuck the world or I hate people, watching that video had me thinking about the possibility that maybe, just maybe, the people I've been saying fuck the world or I've been hating were narcissists. That word gets thrown a lot, and I'm just going to read the definition, this quick definition that after I Googled the narcissist. It says, narcissistic personality disorder. So is every person called the narcissist have the personality disorder, or is it a spectrum? Anyways, narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonable high sense of their own importance. They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others. I think that's the last part is important. And when I saw that video just played, let me just give credit to the content creator. It's Narcissistic Abuse. That's the name. Oh, okay, I guess it's an account dedicated on narcissism. I'm going to do so. Follow. All right. Shit, forgot what I was saying. Yeah, when I watched this video, that interaction, I remember thinking, oh, you mean that's a behavior? You mean the whole world ain't like that? And that's the wild part, is I prided myself on having a better understanding of the world. I remember growing up, I used to, I'm not going to use the word hate, I'm not going to use the word resent, but I remember feeling smarter than the woman who would say, it was always a woman who would say, always a woman, in this particular example, who would say men are dogs. And I felt so smart responding with, no, not all men, just the men that you date. I felt so like, oh, I'm a genius for figuring that out. Oh my God, I just enlightened this woman. Now, to a point, that was true, the reality, but it was more of the fact that how I wasn't applying that same logic myself. And I guess I want to focus. I was trying to explain what I was going to talk about to a friend. And I guess the focus I'm trying to get on is the blind side, how I was blindsided, the part that I wasn't seeing, that I thought I had figured out. Same example, growing up, I used to, this is going to offend Black Americans. Growing up, I used to think that all Black Americans sounded like New York, like New Yorkers. Why? Because of hip hop. Grew up in the 80s, and so my early exposure to hip hop were all New York rappers, and the slang that I would adopted was like, you know, yo. I thought all Black Americans spoke like that. I was oblivious of the fact that no. That represents a small segment. It represents a segment of the Black American experience and culture. How I figured that out? Because I held on to that, despite the fact, even though South had West Coast hip hop came out, Dirty South hip hop came out, I still held on to that notion until I spent 2 years in the United States, in the Bay Area, and realizing that, oh shit. Oh no, they different. Oh, they're not all impatient. But again, blindsided. My blind side. Not blindsided, but I had a blind side. I wasn't, there was a part of my brain that I wasn't using. That's what I'm trying to get at. And I'm fast forward. So from that realization, fast forward to just after watching that video and realizing this whole time I kept saying, fuck the world. For the most part, I was talking about narcissists. And narcissists have been a big part of my life growing up. I'm not just talking about parents, aunts, uncle, cousins, and whatever. I'm not just talking about them. I'm also talking about white people, racism. There's a, in white supremacy, I there's a link that I can't make, I'm sure I can if I do a Google search, between white supremacy and, well, duh. Excuse me. I see the link. I just can't articulate it. White supremacy and narcissism. I grew up believing that the world were narcissists. It's more a lot of my survival tactics. A lot of what I believed about the world, in order for me to survive, I needed to cater to the narcissist. I was looking about the example where she was like, hey, can I have a drink of water? And so the part in the video you didn't see, for those who haven't seen it, right, is she was about to pour water into her own jug. And then the narcissist says, hey, I'm thirsty. Can you give me some water? So she stopped herself from pouring the water and she gave the jug to the narcissist. Narcissist fills her cup with water. Hold on to the jug. Holds on to the jug. And then from there, it's like the original person is like, hey, pass the jug back. And they made a big issue. Why are you making a big issue out of it? What the fuck was your problem? Like, start acting. I grew up feeling the need that I had to accommodate. I had to work around. That's my workaround. That's why I'll do shit like, okay, I'm never giving water to people. Like, I, instead of realizing, oh, no, they're the problem. No, I built an entire personality, an entire worldview around people like that. So yeah, all those times. Look, don't get me wrong. Hold on. Let me just establish, right? First of all, one, I'm not preaching. Two, on this part, I'm not offering solutions. I'm not saying I have the answers. I'm acknowledging this limited view of humanity, but I'm not saying my actions are going to change. Because again, like I said, 50 years of believing the world was like this. This is just, let's just say a seed was planted. It's just me realizing that this is all about a realization. There's another clip. I'm not going to play it because it's a little bit annoying, right? And it's I'll explain. And it's called You Don't Hate People. The content creator says you don't hate people. It's the system. I'll let you play it for yourself, but I like how she explains that. Nah, it's not the people you hate. It's the, let me use her exact word. The part that's, it's the background music that makes it annoying, but I want to use the exact word she said. She says,
you don't hate human beings. You hate the material conditions that make human beings so shitty.
Okay, you hate the material conditions that make human beings so shitty. I'll let you watch the rest, check it out. And I get it. I agree. And from there, I started realizing that, I guess I got more specific. When I say fuck the world or I hate people, I'm talking about the takers. You know, there's a saying about, you know, how givers need to be careful because takers just take. Yeah. So the takers, the sharks, the Jesse Butlers of the world, the norm, like when he was arrested, it was less about the harm I did to those women. And it was more about the fact that, fuck, there goes my scholarship. Fuck, this is embarrassing. All these cameras. Like, the people who cause harm and are, they don't give a fuck. And you know what? I can make a long list, but it just, as I was preparing for this show, I found myself writing takers and the sharks, the Donald Trumps of the world, the people who watch the Jasmine Crockett's ad and are like, what's so special about it? Why do I hate the people who oppose Jasmine Crockett not because of policy or disagreement, just because she's a black woman who, how dare she, like, defies us. How dare she not stay in her place? I hate you people. I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. Oh, wow. Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. I'm trying this thing of not speaking more than I need to speak and making my point. Trust me, it's been hard practicing it. But yeah, no, that's it, gang. That's all the points I wanted to make. So, fuck the world. They're trying to say that I don't care. I'm still going to have my fuck the world moment. I'm still going to have my I hate people moment, but I am going to try to be my, holy shit, this is like a therapy session. You know what? If I explain this to my therapist, she's going to be like, hey, oh my God. It's going to be like, yay! It's like, finally this motherfucker gets it. She doesn't talk like that. But in my mind, I make some, look, man, it's an entertaining podcast. I got to make shit entertaining. All right. This concludes today's episode. Hope you enjoyed hearing, listening to it as much as I enjoyed recording it. But really, I hope I said something that makes you want to write in and talk about it. I hope I'm sparking a conversation. I'm hoping that something to think about, something to like, hey, here's a write in and talk about it. That's really it. This is really all my, think of it as a post on Reddit, and then you're like, you know what? A post on Reddit that made you want to upvote and join into the comment section. That's all I'm trying to accomplish here. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end this show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu. Rouge et bleu.
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. That's it. And I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
Did I say that right? Who say yes to Big Rube's question? Who are fucking outcasts? All right? My excuse to use this clip. Are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F. F for fuck Whitey.
Get mama.
Fuck Whitey as a staff. I can live with it as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Hey, no, kidding aside, if at any point in this episode I said something that you didn't like, or you liked it but didn't like how I said it, or whatever, any kind of negative feelings whatsoever, I just want to remind you that it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. Thank you for listening. And remember, please, be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all.